So where we left off yesterday, we basically left off that we had a very vehement machlokes between Rabbi Shamir. Hello, Yax. Hello, Dr. Gwander. Okay, well, someone else is coming. Oh, okay, Dr. All right, Joey, hello there. Okay, so we left off yesterday that we had a machlokes between myself and Shamir, which happens to be a machlokes between Rosh Hashim and Shimshka. So we're in good company. We're good company.
I got the lechem labirim also, so.
Okay, I know you sent it to me, but I'm sorry, I didn't look at it yet. So the ma'isa, what's the machlokes? The shayla is again. Tosfos brings that there are two cases that there's a nafka mina. You know, the Mishnah, the Mishnah wrote Kad v'chavis to teach you a chiddush that ain't hokum a mom and achim right. So Tosfos says that there are two possible cases. One case when the buyer did not give the money, and the issue is revolving around whether or not the buyer is obligated to give the money. Which means that he said, Khan, the buyer doesn't refuse to give the money because he says, I only wanted a chavis. So he doesn't have to give the money because he's believed to say he meant the chavis. So he doesn't have to give the money. And the second case is fakir, where the money was given already, but the merchandise wasn't delivered. And the question is on the seller. They said chavis. And the seller says, even though I said chavis, I only meant the kad. So since the seller is muksik, so the seller does not have to deliver only a chavis, he can deliver a kad. So he said, both cases, they gave the money. The first case, it was a Kenyan Suder, and they didn't yet give the money. I said it wrong, I apologize. The first case was a Kenyan Suder, and they didn't yet give the money. And the Shaila is it okay, obligated to give money to accept the kad? And since Ein Lochem Mamon Acharei, that okay, I can say I want a chavis. And the second case is he gave the money, and they said chavis, and the moicher doesn't want to deliver a chavis, he wants to deliver a kad. So again, ain't okay, mom and ach arrive, the moicher is not obligated to deliver a kad, to deliver a chavis. He's allowed to deliver a kad. Okay, those are the two cases. Then Taisa says that Rav agrees to Shmuel, even though Rav normally holds here, there's a kimle. So the chari means in each case there's a kimle. In case number one, the buyer says it's kimle, that even though I said God, I meant the chavis. So therefore I'm not obligated to give the money unless I give a chavis. In case number two, the seller says kimle, that even though I said I'm going to give a God, a chavis, I meant kad, and therefore I'm not obligated to deliver only, I'm only obligated to deliver a kad. Okay. So the question we had is in case number two, where they gave the money, they didn't yet deliver the merchandise, the moicher said, they said chavis, the moicher refuses to deliver a chavis because he says, kimle, that I'm from the miyut, and I meant kad, and therefore the moicher doesn't deliver a chavis, he only delivers a kad. So can the lokeach say, okay, I'm from the miyut, I'm from the right, I'm sorry. That means that chavis means a chavis, and therefore it's a mekach tais, and I want my money back. So according to Shmuel, he can't say that because ain't hokum a mamon acharoiv, and he's not muksik. The mocher is muksik, already gave the money. So even though he has a kimle and a rive can't be mighty from a muksik, according to Shmuel. According to Rav, the rive itself can be mighty from a muksik. So the chayra, the pashtus is that according to Rav, the you would be able for the to get you to be in the second case, he could ask for his money back. So the problem was, the question was, is that true or not? So that was the $1 million shaita that everyone's arguing about. Again, say it in a nutshell, they said, Chavis, he gave the money. The Meicher refuses to deliver a Chavis. He's only going to deliver a cad. So can the Lokeach say, okay, but I'm from the right, and when I said Chavis, I meant a Chavis, and therefore it's a mega place, and I want my money back. So according to Rav, who holds Hokim Mamanach arrive, can he get his money back? So the pashtus is, yes. The problem with the saying yes is, then it comes out, and then Rav is, you know, the Sisa says that Rav agrees to Shmuel, then ain't Hokim Mamanach arrive in our Gemara. It comes out that there is one case in our Gemara that Rav would say, Hokim Mamanach arrive. In other words, in this case, the Gabi, the getting your money back, Rav would say, Hokim Imam and Acharayt. Tavis Pashta seems to say that in our sugya, Rav also agrees that ain't Hokim Imam and Acharayt, and he's the same as Shmuel.
Maybe Hokim Imam and Acharayt means that you get what you want, not just that you declare the whole thing a nullity. In other words, what Tosfos says about Rav Shita, meaning that's a win. In other words, you get what you want. Here it's just you avoid the whole thing.
Okay, but it's Legabi, this issue. He's going bust in the determination of whether or not it's a Mekach Tais, you're going bust or right.
Right, but maybe that's not what Tosfos meant. When Tosfos meant to win, and you don't see that. So therefore,
winning on this Shaila, there are different court cases. There's a first court case, are you obligated, does the Meicher obligated to deliver a Chavis? On that, we passed in Enoch and Mamanach arrived. He's not obligated to deliver Chavis. And now there comes up a new court case. Is it a Mekach Tais? Okay. So I said, that's the way it is. Shmir didn't like it. I said, that's the way it is. That there will be, that there is this nafkamina. The problem is, what I said is, Tais never discussed that shaita before. So even though Taifas says that Rav is Maida, so here we have to get into the Lashon a little bit here. Taifas is saying that Rav is Maida to everything that he said above, that ain't Hokim Imam and Acha right. But when Taifas was discussing case two, but ain't Hokim Imam and Acha, let's read it inside Taifas. This is the case too. So when Tosfos discusses in case two how Ein Hokim Imam and Acha Rov plays out, he only mentions the fact that since Ein Hokim Imam and Acha Rov, the Meicher doesn't have to pay a Chavis. He doesn't discuss the other Shaila of whether the Lokeach can get his money back. So I was claiming that since Tosfos doesn't discuss it, so when Tosfos later says that Rav is Maida, he means Rav is Maida to what I said. But what I didn't say, Rav is not Maida, because he never discussed the issue of getting, in other words, it's true that according to Shmuel, you would be Ein Hokim Imam and Acha Rov and you can't get your money back. But David never discussed that shaila.
So, yeah, Rebbe, even the Rashash agrees that the reason why Tosfos mentioned the most there was the
Busa. I'm getting there. Right, that's what I was saying. So you're saying I'm wrong. Okay, I agree. I agree on the shaila. In other words, I was saying that Tosfos quote had a case. He was discussing in case number two, whether or not you go bust a rive Ligami the Meicher, does he have to give a chavis? That's what he says. The word that Zayis is Yoko Laimar no Meicher, Shohat and the Kad, the Karna Kad, the Chavis, or the Masaruba. Taivis never discussed the issue of whether or not the Lokeh could get his money back. So since he never discussed it, so when he says, and Shmuel, Rav agrees to what I discussed. He doesn't agree to what I didn't discuss. That's what I would say, right? So comes along Rabbi Shamir now, and really the Shimon says the same thing, is that that's not true, because Taisus does discuss in the first case that the lokeh cannot get his money back. Where does he discuss it? If you look in the words, then hitting and not say so chavis. So where does Taivis discuss that the Lokeach can't demand his money back?
Why would it be important that he was Nasan Ladamim otherwise?
So this is what Shamir and everyone's saying. What Shimon says is too. He said, Taivis throws in the Nasan Lokeach Damim. So if the whole issue, Damim doesn't make the Kenyan. So the Chayra of the Kenyan is made with the Kenyan Suther. Like in Taivis in the first case. So why does Taivis throw in? He makes a point of saying, the Nasan Lokeach Damim. So the Chayra, Taivis throws that in to show that he can't, even though the Nasan Lokeach Damim, ain't Ochen Acharoy to get your money back. It's a little funny, Taivis doesn't spell that out. He doesn't say, Yoko Lamra Moicharat in the Chayra Kad, the Chayra Chmiz the Kadda. And also, and I'm not going to give you back your money. Taivis doesn't spell that out. He just says, so etein l'chav erakad. David doesn't say, and I'm also lo etein l'chav v'chazara your money. But okay, but that's what the, so right, that's what the people are saying. This is the Rishash says this, the Farish. I know what Shimon says this.
I believe he says that, yeah. He says l'rvusa nachat.
Let me just look, double check, and I forgot already the Rishash. I did see it, but I forgot.
I'm not sure if I'm serious about this or just being cute, let
me just give me a second. Okay, not so clear, but okay, yes. What, I'm sorry?
No, I don't know if I'm serious about this, but lo etin l'cha el akad, maybe it sounds a little bit like this is all, maybe that is saying and not the money, not a chavis and not the money.
But okay. I don't know. Okay, fine, I hear. So this is, so therefore, based on the fact that that Taisus made, this is where Rav Shimon speaks this out clearly. I don't know if the people read the Rav Shimon or not, doesn't make a difference. And he's saying like this, you can't say like me, that's what Rav Shimon is. I claimed that when Taisus was discussing case number two, the issue that Taisus was discussing was only whether or not we force the seller to give a chavis. Therefore, when Taisus says later that Rav agrees, he's only going on that point. But Taisus never discussed the issue that the seller doesn't have to give back the money. Since he never discussed it, so he, you know, when he says that Rav agrees, he doesn't mean that Rav agrees on that point.
And if not, Taisus isn't playing games, though. Taisus isn't playing games. If Rav disagreed on a point and Taisus doesn't mention that point, then Taisus should say that.
Because Taisus was never discussing that point. was never discussed. So Rav, that issue, that's not in our sugya.
But if I walk away from Tosfos, I'm walk away assuming that Rav and Shmuel agree in this case when they don't agree in this case.
They agree everything that we're discussing. Everything that Tosfos discusses, they agree.
They agree that he can get away with giving a kad.
Right. That's what that all Tosfos discussed.
But Rav holds he can back out and Shmuel holds he can't back out. Right. And that he didn't discuss.
Tosfos never discussed it. I personally do not think that was the end of the world. That I know it's a little daichik, but I don't think it was the end of the world, because if Tosfos never discussed it, and when he discussed Ra Shmuel, he was only discussing like the simple mashmos of the lashon that the ain elgim amarach arrived, that the moicher is not obligated to give a chavis, we can give a kad. So when he says that Rav agrees, he means Rav agrees to the point that I was discussing. Now there's another topic that I didn't discuss. So I know, Kanami, Rav doesn't agree in that. I never discussed it. But what the fellows are timing, and this Rav Shimon speaks out, that why did Tosfos go out of his way in case two to say that the guy gave the money?
Didn't we say that the reason Tosfos did that is that it should be a case of Misha Para also?
Yeah, I said that. That's what I'm bringing to. Yes, it comes out, everything is interconnected. Isn't that beautiful? Rav Shimon doesn't agree with me, of course. In other words, Rav Shimon and the Rashash are bothered by the question, why did Tosfos in case number two mention that he gave the money? Because since the whole, when you read the words of Tosfos, the whole nidun is on whether or not we force a moicher to give a chavitz. So it's totally irrelevant whether the lokeach gave the money or not. That's not relevant. So they both say, Shimon says it even clearer, that Tosfos threw in that he gave the money to be merameh to this extra point, that not only doesn't the moicher have to give a chavitz, but also the moicher is allowed to keep the money. Oh, so now I'm schlugged up, because that means Tosfos did discuss it, right? It means Tosfos wrote the case. The case number two is that the lokeach gave the money, according to Rav Shimon, that to tell you the chiddush, because he wants to tell you that still, even though the moicher has the money, and there's a rov saying you have to give it back, you don't have to give back the money. So it's not true. I said that Tosfos in the second case never discussed the money, giving back the money. You only discuss if you have to give a chavitz. And since that's the only thing that he's discussing, so when he says that Shmuel, that Rav agrees, he means Rav agrees to the point that I discussed. It doesn't have to mean that Rav agrees to a point that I didn't discuss. But Rav Shimon says that I'm wrong, because obviously if Tosfos throws in the case that he gave the money, and it's totally irrelevant, if the only nidun in the case number two is whether or not you have to give a chavitz, then it's irrelevant or not, then it's irrelevant that the guy gave the money. So the only reason Tosfos threw in case number two that he gave the money must be because Tosfos wants to be merames, and maybe it is like, where is he? Chesky, I don't see him anymore. He left us? Oh, there you are. Right? Chesky wants to say that that's what Tosfos meant. Okay, I hear. Means I'm not going to give you only a kad, and I'm not going to give you a chavitz and the money. That must be what Tosfos meant. Because why else would Tosfos have mentioned that there's money here?
Could I just ask something, because I think I'm missing something? I thought the whole thing of Tosfos saying that he doesn't have the money anymore, the lokeach, is this way the lokeach doesn't have a muchzik with his kimli, so his kimli doesn't do anything. I thought that's why Tosfos.
There are two cases. In the second case, there are two cases in Tosfos. According to the two cases in the Gemara. The first case, the nidun in Bezin is, does the lokeach have to give the money? Okay. In the second case, it seems in Tosfos, the nidun is, does the moicher has to deliver a chavitz? So the only person who's muksik there is the meicher. The meicher is holding the chavetz. So the keach kimle, the keach can't have kimle because his kimle doesn't nothing to do. He's not the muksik. So the meicher is a muksik. The meicher says kimle, I meant kan, and therefore Taiva says and Rav says he doesn't have to give the chavetz, he can give a kan.
But if he's still, I don't understand, if the keach had his kimle and he held the money, then it wouldn't be hamotzi mechaver al varaya on the mocher.
And we're talking about on the chavetz. Does the mocher have to deliver a chavetz? So it's irrelevant if the issue is revolving around the chavetz, then it's irrelevant to anything with the money. What's the money relevant to anything? If there was a kinyan suder. Now the shaila is, does the mocher have to give the chavetz? He said chavetz, you have to give a chavetz. The mocher says, even though I said chavetz, I'm from the miyat, I meant kan. So who cares who's holding the money? We're not clearing on the money. We're clearing on the chavetz. So that's what Rav Shimon says. That if you read Taivis Kipshuto, Taivis is strange. There's no reason why Taivis should mention that the Lokea gave the money. Therefore, Rav Shimon says, it must be that Taivis mentioned that the Lokea gave the money because he means that there are two Chidushim. One is that the Meicher doesn't have to give a Chavis, and two, he doesn't have to give back the money. And maybe I would agree that I would agree with Cheskin. Maybe that is according to Rav Shimon how he read three sizes. Loet nidechol kan means I'm only gonna give you a kan, and I'm not gonna give you back the money and the chavetz. I'm doing anything. So therefore, what Shimon Tain is that Tysus did discuss explicitly in case two in Shmuel that you don't have to give back the money. So when Titus comes later and says that Rav is Maida, so then you have to say that Rav is Maida to everything that Titus said before. So you can't say like the Rashash, you know, the Rashash says it, but the Rosh Hashanah says you can't say it. It's tremendously daichik. You can't say that Titus means Rav is only Maida, the Gabi, the Chavis, and not the Kat. The Lashon of Taivis is Mashma, that Rav is Moida to everything that we said above. And since
Rav might not be Moida that Tarbayo Tzrichi. I mean, Tosfos went through and discussed the Nas and Hamos because Rav was trying to explain why the Gemara went ahead and said bull.
You know, but Taivis is saying Rav is Moida to what we, the simple reading in Taivis is that Rav is Moida to these dinim. So therefore, if Taivis mentioned the din that when you say chavis, the mocher is not obligated to give back the money, even though he's delivering a kad, and then he says Rav is Maida. So then, yeah. So, but Sandy has a little recollection. See, is that which is beautiful? Is that we went ahead? I don't know, you know, make everything totally on Zeb is that, but it's a little bit beautiful. We went ahead on last week. We were having fun. I had a day of fun. And we said a different explanation why David said that he gave the money. I wanted to say that David said he gave the money because if I care, David doesn't say in the second case it was a Kenyan Suder. So the Rav Shimon and the Rashash are assuming that in the second case is also a Kenyan Suder. And therefore, because obviously you need the Kenyan Suder, because otherwise where's the Kenyan? And the Neda, they're giving the money does nothing, because money doesn't make a Kenyan. Money's not kindness by metaltative. So why did David say you gave the money? Must be to tell you a Kiddush that you don't have to give back the money. But I wanted to say on Thursday that Titus leaves out Kenyan Suder in the second case, because we're really not talking about with Kenyan Suder. And we're talking about the whole Nidun is Legabi Mishapara. And therefore, Taivis had to say he gave the money because it is only a Mishapara when you give the money. So then it comes out the whole, based on what we said Thursday.
Ready Mishapara on who? Who would get the Mishapara?
Misha Parah and the Meicher. In other words, the Meicher said Chavis. Everyone said Chavis. Now the Meicher doesn't want to give a Chavis, he wants to give a Kad. Okay. So the Shaila is, if Titus doesn't mention Kinyan Suder, so why can't the Meicher say, stop, listen, there was never a Kinyan. So anyway, it's irrelevant what Chavis means. There's no Kinyan. There was never a Kinyan. So Tarot says, even if there was no Kinyan, but since you got money, if you don't go through with what was agreed, you're over on Misha Parah. So the nidun is, you said Chavis. If you're going to back out from Chavis, you, Mr. Meicher, are going to be over on Misha Parah. You're insisting you want to give a kad. You know you're going to get a Misha Parah. So Enoch Imaman Akharai says, you're not going to get a Misha Parah. So that's what I wanted to say, that the Tysus, I wanted to claim Thursday, not that it was last Wednesday, that in case number two, there is no Kinyan Suder. Because Davis doesn't mention Kinyan Suder. He only mentioned Kinyan Suder in the first case. And therefore, the reason why, what the whole Nidun is, the whole Nidun is whether or not the Meicher is obligated to give a Chavis. There's no Kinyan. Terry says, you're right, there's no Kinyan, but there's a chi of him to give it, Ask Misha Parah. So Toivit had to say that the Meicher gave the money, that the Lokea gave the money, because there's no Misha Parah when you don't give the money. Misha Parah Misha Parah is only when you give money. So Toivit wanted to say in the second case that the Nidun is on the Chavis. Does the Meicher have to give the Chavis? He didn't want to make the Ukimta of Suder. That was a Daichik Ukimta. He had it bad enough, he had to make it for the first case. Second case, he's sticking with the Pashtun, that there's no Suder. And since he gave the money, the Nafkamina is a Gabi, the Chavis. You have to give it or not. And is there a Misha Parah?
So the Meicher, even when the money's given and there's no concern, according to this, the Meicher would not get a Misha Parah by saying Kad. But according to Rav, the Koine could back out still and get his money back.
Right. In other words, when I would say, I'm insisting that Tysus never discussed in Tysus the issue of whether or not the Koine can get his money back. Therefore, since Tysus never discussed it, when Tysus says that Rav agrees to Shmuel, he only means Rav agrees to Shmuel in the what I discuss. That doesn't mean that Rav agrees to Shmuel and everything in Gan Shas. So obviously, I mean, the things that I discussed, the things that were mentioned previously, that's where Rav agrees to Shmuel.
Is there no concept of Misha Parah for the Koine's end? Or is Misha Parah only on the Meicher? Where does Misha Parah work? Does it only happen to the Meicher when we say Misha Parah? Potentially?
I don't know. Misha Parah, the Chayyim would apply to anyone, I assume. But okay, I don't think.
So then, is he getting his money back? Does that mean he can get his money back, but he gets a Misha Parah?
No, because he gets his money back because if he's allowed to get his money back, because ain't no chumam and ach arrive, so then there's no Misha Parah.
I think he's raising the issue that there should be Misha Parah even by the Lokeach too, and why do we need Kinyan Suder by the Lokeach?
Why do you need in the first case is the question is whether the Lokeach is going to give the money.
But why not if the Lokeach already gave the money?
He didn't give the money. The first case.
Why couldn't we make the case that he did give the money?
Because if he already gave the money.
And he's saying that he hasn't been Moshech the kad or a chavis. He says, "Oh, I meant a big chavis. I meant a mamash a chavis." So he should be able to choser on that. He should be able to get his money back.
But then, since Enoch Mamar Rov, he can't get his money back.
Since Enoch Mamar Rov, it'll be Misha Parah.
No, I can't get it. All right, so okay. That's kind of funny. Tavis wants Tavis's first case is that the Lokeach wins. You're making the first case that the Lokeach loses. I don't know. You're making me too confusing. That's not the case. The case is Taivas makes the first case that the Lokeach wins because the Lokeach can say, I'm from the Rav and therefore I'm not giving the money. Taivas second case is, and that you only have if there's a Kinyan Seder. And then the second case is
even if there's a Kinyan Seder, if there's no Kinyan Seder, it obviously doesn't have to give the money.
Right, and there's no winning, there's no nothing. And the second case is where that the Meicher wins, even though the Meicher said Chavis, he doesn't have to give a Chavis. So I'm just saying, just to summarize, the million-dollar shaita, the issue, and we have to read Rav Shimon inside a little bit to understand the Hesber. The million-dollar shaita is, in case number two, where you said Chavis, and you already made a Kinyan Seder, let's say, and you or whatever, and you gave them money. You said Chavis, and now you, Mr. Meicher, refuse to deliver a chavis because you say you're from the Miyat and you meant Kat. Can the Lokeach demand back his money and say Mekav Tais? So in Shmuel, for sure not. In Hokim Amam and Acharai. In Rav, Pashas, it should be yes, because Hokim Amam and Acharai. So Rav Shimon is citing that it can't be because Tais is in the beginning of Titus, when he was discussing the halacha according to Shmuel, Tosfos mentioned the words that he gave the money to be merames to this point that he can't get the money back because otherwise, who cares that he gave the money? So if Tosfos already spoke out that I can't give the money back in Shmuel, and then he says Rav is the same as Shmuel, so then you can't say that Rav says you do get the money back. But we said, or I said this crazy shot on Wednesday, that when Tosfos said that you gave the money, that wasn't because Tosfos wanted to tell you an extra chiddush negabi the money. That was because Tosfos felt there was no Kinyan Seder, and he needed that you gave the money to make a Misha Parah so that there's something to discuss about the chavetz. So then it comes out very good that Titus never, ever, ever discussed in the first case whether or not you can get your money back. That was never discussed. The only thing that was discussed is whether there's a Misha Parah on the Meicher when he doesn't give a chavis. But they never
discussed. Why is Titus come out ahead?
About giving back the money. Therefore, there's no diak against the Rashash. You know, the way, you know, the Rashash is then in Tosfos. Okay, what?
Where does Tosfos come out ahead by saying it's a case of money and therefore telling us the Chiddush of Misha Parah when he could just as easily say it's a case of Seder and say that the Kinyan Schal?
Yes, that is true. But it's, the way I was claiming.
Why? What's the advantage? You did make it like the first case. The both of them is Kinyan Seder.
Yes, but I was claiming that since we had a diak in Tosfos, why the mice of the Lashon of Tosfos is funny. And the first case he mentioned Seder, and the second case he doesn't. And everyone explains that in the first case he mentioned Seder because it's a Chiddush, because the Pashas, there is no Seder, and the Tosfos bothered, where is the Kinyan? So why is there, what's the whole diyun? So Tosfos came along and, so to speak, made an okimta in the first case, that there's a Seder. Well, I was claiming that I was getting that before Tosfos started, before Tosfos wrote this Tosfos, when he only had one case, he was assuming there's no Seder, and the Nafkamin is a Gabi Misha Parah. He was working with the that he gave the money. So Tosfos is only, in his answer, only changes what he has to change. That's what I was trying to say on Wednesday. That you don't change more than you have to change.
Okay, so
since Tosfos and his Havamina obviously didn't know Kinyan Seder, because Tosfos and his Havamina knew Kinyan Seder, he wouldn't have had a say in his answer. So Tosfos and his Havamina didn't know Kinyan Seder. Maybe there's some reason even why Kinyan Seder is a daichik. I don't know why. But There's so therefore, and it's only necessary to be mechadesh kinyan suder in case one. It's not necessary to mechadesh kinyan suder in case two. Therefore, Tavis doesn't mechadesh kinyan suder in case two.
So, what is the advantage to say that it's kesef and therefore it's a discussion about whether it's misha para as opposed to being suder and the discussion is whether or not he has to
no
give it back?
No advantage. It's just no advantage the other way.
Since it is to make the two cases as similar as possible.
Okay. And that's what you say. I say
for that, sure. For sure, if there's going to be a difference in halacha that's going to come out of because of an unmentioned part of Tosfos, then there's another advantage to it.
No, I say the advantage is that Titus, there's a rule that the maskana only changes from the habamina whatever you have to change.
Except whenever, there's an unmentioned case.
Whenever you don't have to change, you don't change. And since Titus and his habamina did not, for whatever reason, we don't know why, Tavis and Hamina obviously did not know Suder. Apparently, there's something, I don't know why, Tavis didn't know Suder. Tavis didn't think Suder works, I don't know why. So Tavis is Mechadesh for case one, Suder. So when it comes to case two, you don't need that Chiddush. And you could have, in case two, you were very happy in your Havamina without Suder. So therefore, the rules of learning is that if it ain't broken, you don't fix it, right? You know, that's one of the big rules. I forgot I said it ain't broken, you don't fix it. How do you say it? I don't know. But there's some, right? So since the second case, there was never a need for skinion, so there was never a problem, because even in Davis's Havamina, the second case worked out fine. So he leaves the second case the way he always left it.
And then on top of that, there means there's an unspoken case where there's going to be a machlekes.
Yes, because you're never discussing it.
It sounds like a compounded problem type of situation.
Not to me. Sounds beautiful. Sounds beautiful. I happen to like it. So it comes out, okay, we should go a little further. But it's just very nice that it comes out that the issue that what we were discussing on Wednesday, which we thought was just a tangential Pupovica issue, why Tysus mentions Kinyan Suder in case one and doesn't mention Kinyan Suder in case two. You know, that was one of our questions. And we said, Mistama, it is Kinyan Suder. Why does he mention it? Oh, I didn't have to say it. So it becomes relevant to this whole Machlokes, Rashash and Rav Shimon. Because if you assume that Tychus really in case two is also working at Kinyan Suder, so then the Rav Shimon is right. So why does Tychus mention in case two that the money was given? The answer must be because he wants to tell you that you don't have to give back the money. So then you can't make a machlekes on that between Rav and Shmuel. But if you say case two is without Kinyan Suder, like I wanted to insist. And case two is only, you have to give the right, you gave the money, because otherwise there would be no Mishapar, and then there'd be nothing to be done on. So then it could be Titus never discussed the issue of Mekak Tysa giving back the money. That was never discussed in Tysus. So never discussed it. When Titus says Rav agrees, he's agreed to what I discussed. He's not agreed to what I didn't discuss.
Doesn't that take away from the Chiddush, though, to say if there's no Mishapara, but the other guy can get his money back, then that's not really saying very much. There's no Mishapara if he's for not giving it, but the other guy can get his money back. So then you're taking away the Chiddush of the fact that there's no Mishapara, since ultimately the Lokeach can back out.
I don't hear the problem.
I mean, there's no mishapara for the meicher if the meicher quote unquote backs out or by only giving a kad. But even in that scenario, the lokeach ultimately can back out.
Right.
So it's like stealing the thunder. It's not such a big deal anymore.
Stealing any thunder because the lokeach doesn't want to back out. The lokeach wants a chavis. Do you know that the prices of chavises has skyrocketed, and he wants his chavis. So the fact that there's no Misha Parah is very, very relevant.
So we're saying that the Meicher can stick to his guns and offer a cut, but don't worry, the Lokeach can back out and get his money back.
Yeah, but that's not, don't worry, because the Lokeach is desperately needs a Chavis, and the prices of Chavis has skyrocketed. and there's a shortage of chavises because there's a special need of, because of the COVID, everyone needs chavises. I don't know, you know, figure out why.
Anything five carrots. You don't want to have so much.
Okay, whatever it is. You know, there's a run on chavises now. There's a run on toilet paper.
Forget that.
Prices went up.
He wants to get more from his money. He assumed he's going to get a big container for his money. Okay, now give him a little container.
Yes, okay, so he wants a chavis. So there's a big chiddush in the Mishnah. Okay, anyway, let's go further. The Maisa, this is the Shadina. I don't know if any of you people got a chance to read Rav Shimon's, but let's try and read it inside. Only the last paragraph. Rav Shimon is bothered. Rav Shimon goes ahead and he holds in Svara. He holds, not like me. Right? He holds like Shamir, Ayveh, you know, that he holds that Shamir is right, that the halacha is that even Rav agrees that the lokeach cannot back out. So the shaila is, why not? So he has here a very, very long, complicated answer. But his basic word is, really, it's almost in one line. So let's see if we can find the line. On page, I sent it to you. I don't know if you have it on page 48, the second sheet. Just skipping to the very end of the piece. In Kvar, the third line, in Kvar Nosan Amdamim, Hume Areu Mitzratza Avur Mosecha, Sheyekayim Amekabo Es Adamim, Kifi Atnai Shehitne Beneya. What? I'm sorry? I'm on page, there were two sheets I was sent. So the last sheet, it's page 48. The top of the page, three lines down.
Okay.
I'll read it again. I just read one line. That's all I have to read, one line in it. Because its whole summary, I mean, obviously, we're missing some of it if we just read one line. In Karnos and Adamim, Hareu Mitzratze Obor Mosel, Sheyikayim Amikabo as Adamim, In other words, he's saying like this. I don't understand it, but at least I got the words. When the Moicher gives money, what does he want for that money? So I thought he wants a chavis, right? That's what he wants. That's what I would have said. Why did you give the money? Because you're giving the money so that you'll get it because you're expecting to get a chavis, so you're giving money. So he says, no, that's not why I'm giving the money. I'm giving the money so that the deal will go through, so that the kinyan of what was said will be how. I want the kinyan to be how of what was said. That's what I want.
It can't be a din in kinyan being chal because the moes aren't konos.
I know. But I want the money. I'm giving the money because I want, this is my das. Why am I giving the money? Why? I'm giving the money because I want, there's a certain thing I want that I'm happy for. I'm happy, what am I paying for? So I thought, I would say I'm paying for a chavis. I think I'm getting a chavis. So I'm paying for a chavis. So Rav Shimon sounds like he's saying, I'm not paying for a chavis, I'm a lamdan. I'm paying for the fact that there's a chalois chiv on the moicher of that we made. And I'm happy that I made a halachic agreement with the moicher. We said chavis. And there's chav on the moicher to give a chavis. And I'm very happy with the fact that chalais was chal, especially because
if you did a kinyan,
let me get a chance, because I don't think anyone knows what I'm saying, including myself.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand if he gave a kinyan sutra also.
Please. Let me try and say. He said, I think he said like this. The Lokea gave money. Why did he give money? He gave money because he's happy with the deal. So what is he giving money for? What does he envision in his mind that he's getting for which he's giving money? So the simple shot is he's under the mistaken impression that he's going to get a chavis because he thinks chavis means chavis. He's a simple person. He comes from the right. Thinks chavis means chavis. He's taken back by the fact that the Meicher says he's from the Miyat, that chavis means kad. So he's thinking, oh, goody, goody, I'm going to get a chavis. So I'm giving money because he wants a chavis. If that's the case, then he can say, Makaktais, I only gave money because I wanted the chavis. So he's saying, Rav Shimon's saying, no, that's not true. The Lokeach is a much bigger lamda. When the Lokeach gives money, he's not getting money because, ooh, I want a chavis. I'm getting a chavis. Baruch Hashem, I'm giving a chavis. I'm getting money. The Lokeach das is, Baruch Hashem, the kinyan and the words, I'm buying a chavis. I made a kinyan. And the words of the kinyan were, I am buying a chavis. Baruch Hashem, that kinyan was chal. I'm so happy that kinyan was chal. I'm giving money to solidify because of it, not that it makes it, but to back up because of that kinyan. Because I wanted that kinyan, the deal that I wanted, I negotiated the words. I had my lawyers write the document and we wrote it. And now they signed the document with a kinyan sudder. And the kinyan worked exactly like I said, with the words that I said. And I'm so happy that the kinyan that I said was chav. The chalais chiyav. The moicher got a chalais chiyav to give a chavis. Wow, that's what I'm so happy. Now the maisa, unbeknown to me, that the definition of that thing is chav. It's not something else. It's just I'm happy that the kinyan was I'm happy that there was a kinyan, a chiyav on the moicher to give a chavis, the word chavis. There is a chiyav on the moicher to give the word chavis, except the moicher is being fulfilling his chiyav of giving chavis by giving kad. But it's not shot that the kinyan that was made, it wasn't chal. The kinyan was chal. So I'm happy, I'm giving money because I'm happy that the kinyan was chal. These words were chal. They were chal. So you can't tie in a make up ties.
If we stopped him at that moment and we said, by the way, you're only gonna add a cod, he's gonna say, I'm an Askane, I'm so happy, I'm excited, I'm gonna give you the money. He's not gonna say that. He's gonna say, Mekav Toz, I'm out of here.
Of course, but he didn't say that.
So then what is this? The question
is, what's he thinking in his brain? Is he thinking in his brain, I'm only giving these money, I'm giving this money because I'm gonna get the physical chavis? Is that what he's thinking? Or he's thinking in his brain, I'm giving this money because the deal is going through exactly the way we said it. It is the way we said it. It's just that the words that we said it comes out differently than I thought it was going to. But the deal comes out the way I said it. So I'm so happy. That the deal that I worked out, that I and my lawyers and going over with the nusach, the deal, the chalais chiyav on the moicher to give a chavis is chal. The moicher is obligated to give a halachic chavis, right? Not a metziyistic chavis, but he's obligated to give a halachic chavis, right? That's the difference.
What's the difference if he gave the money already?
Is he giving the money because he's going to get a physical chavis, or is he getting a money because he's happy that there's a chalais chiyav on the moicher to give a halachic chavis?
So what about the first case?
What's the first case? How you get me confused?
Why doesn't he have to give the money? Tosis is his first case. Let him give the money. The deal is chal.
In the first case,
even though he's still the mochzik.
Right, so he says, he talks about that in another Rav Shimon, that this is only if he's giving the money. He's giving the money. I don't know. You stop me. But can we try and understand what he's saying?
It might be a little bit of a gala where we might really be missing what he's saying, no?
But isn't that what he said? Let's look inside the words. So with those words, he's relating to what Chesky is asking. That it's only if he kvar nasa damim, because if you look before, he says, ainu nasa damim.
So, is this damim after Kenyan Sudar, or this is the first thing that they do?
This is a damim after Kenyan Sudar. With the Kenyan Sumer, after the Kenyan, before, after, makes no difference. That's together with the Kenyan Sudar. Because he's learning not like me. There has to be a Kenyan Sudar. In kvar nasa damim, hareyu mitzratza over mosel. What he's giving his money for, he's satisfied that in exchange for the money, he's agreeable that avor mosel, that in exchange for this money, as I'm giving you the money as a motivation that you should make the Kenyan Sudar, so to speak. So what if I'm so happy? I gave the money because I gave the money. He agreed to make a Kenyan Sudar. Maybe that's the answer to your question, Presky. That because the money was a way of getting him to give the Kenyan Sudar. So that's what I'm happy. Okay, I don't know. So anyway, so I gave the money. And because of, so I'm mitzratza, that I gave the money that bavur Moses, she kaima said dubim, kviatajanim. So now, Baruch Hashem, the Kenyan is going to go through according to the way we made up. And
once
what
again,
did we make up?
What are the next words?
I'm still reading. The Moicher, we'll keep it over our can. And what we made up was a can. So what in Lomdus, in reality, what I'm really, in other words, it's a step removed. As I'm happy, in other words, what he's saying is the Torah is on the next step. I gave the money so that the Chalais Kinyan should be chal the way we say. There was no Torah on that. The Chalais Kinyan was chal the way we said. So there was no toas on the first step. There was a toas on the second step that I did not know what the halachic Chalais Kinyan that we made, I didn't know what it was. I didn't realize that the Chalais Kinyan that we said would be a kad and not a chavis. But on the first step, it's like the mistake was in a step removed. So you know, I gave the money. Why are you giving the money? I'm giving the money because I want the Chalais Kinyan on this Chalais Kinyan that was written. Why do you want this Chalais Kinyan? Because I'm under the impression that Chavis means Chavis, not Kan. So their mistake was a step removed. So that's not a Mekak Tais, he's saying. He's saying Mekak Tais is, in other words, it'll be like this. I go to a store and I want to buy, and the store is selling a certain object. And I know what it is, and I bought it, but I made a mistake. I thought that object would fit. I come home, and then I put a try. I thought this is gonna fit into my, whatever, I don't know, you know, my computer. And then I plugged it in, and it didn't work. So it's not that I made a mistake. You know, it didn't work because I made a mistake what my computer was. I didn't make a mistake what the object was. And I knew what the object was. It said clearly the object, but I didn't know what my computer is. So if I made a mistake what the object was, I thought the object was compatible with this type of computer, and it wasn't compatible with that type of computer, that's a Mekak Tais. But if I knew what the object was, but I didn't know what my computer is, so that's not a Mekak Tais, because I knew what I'm buying. I'm buying a thing that's only compatible with Apple. Except I thought that I had an Apple computer, and I come home, I discover my computer is not Apple, right? So I can't buy the Mekak Tais because I knew what I'm buying. If I would have known all the factors, I wouldn't have wanted it. That doesn't make it a Mekak Tais. Mekak Tais has to be that when I thought I'm buying the wrong thing. So here, That's what Rav Shimon is saying. It's a gainus. I bought, I made a kinyan on this, I giving the money to acquire the chalais of chavetz. I got the chalais of chavetz. Now, I made a mistake that I thought the chalais of chavetz is something different than it is. So that's like, well, I made a mistake, but I got what I thought I was getting. I just.
Why is that the true, that it was chal on a kad? Why is it true it's chal on a kad? Because of the, it goes by the mocher, or because
the mocher does his koveya, what the chiv is on the mocher. So I'm so excited. Oh, there's going to be a chiv on the mocher. Oh, I want the chiv on the mocher. I'm so excited. You know what? I'm going to give money to motivate the mocher to agree to get the chiv on him. Right? The mocher is going to be mischayev. I want the mocher to be mischayev. I'm going to give the mocher money, and this way the mocher will be mischayev. Oh, I'm so excited. So I got everything I wanted. I got the mocher to make this mischayev. Except that I made a mistake that mischayev that the mocher made doesn't work for me. It's like I bought a certain piece for the computer, but then it doesn't work for my computer. So you can't tie in a mecha toys, right? You go into the store, you buy a light bulb, and then you put it into your fixture, and you find out that it doesn't fit into your light fixture. But it's not that you made a mistake. You didn't know what the bulb you were buying, and you didn't know what your fixture is. So that's a very, isn't that a brilliant thing? No, someone, I'm pretty impressed. No, Rav Shimon's brilliant. Yeah, the brilliance. Rav Shimon is saying, in order for the mecha toys, it has to be that when I thought I was buying, I was making a toys. But if I knew what I'm buying, but I was a toys because I thought that I'm buying was good for me, and really what I bought was not good for me, that's not mecha toys.
But over here, he doesn't know what he's buying. He doesn't know.
He knows what he's buying. He's buying in his chayvus of chavetz. He's buying the chayvus of chavetz. That's what Rav Shimon is saying. That's what I'm buying. I'm buying that you're obligated to give me a chavis in the word chavis, not the mitzias of chavis. I'm buying that this chaloi is chiyah, that you have a chaloi chiyah to give me a chavis. Now, I don't understand what I'm buying. I don't understand it, but I know what I'm buying. I didn't make a mistake and buy the wrong thing. I just didn't understand, you know. I walk into the store and I say I want to buy a computer, and then I come home and I say I don't know anything about computers, so I can't use it. But that's not a mecha toy. Say it, you're a dumb lady, right? The lady comes in and says, oh, I want to buy a computer. I want to buy something, and they say, oh, yes, they sell it. Then she comes home and she realizes she doesn't know how to use a computer. It's too complicated for her, so she brings it back. Is that a mecha toy? You made a mistake. You didn't realize how dumb you are. You know, is that you bought the wrong computer? You bought exactly what you wanted to buy. So you wanted to buy the ischaivis to the word chavis, except that you were under the mistaken impression what the word ischaivis and the word chavis is, and you thought the ischaivis and the word chavis is good for you. And really, the ischaivus of the word chavis is not good for you. So that's not mecha toys. The toys is not, is on the next step. Right? That's what Rav Shimon said. I happen to think it's brilliant. I don't know if I would.
Rabbi, anytime you have mecha toys, let's say a person gets married. So we say, why? Because the woman can't back out of the marriage. She can't tie mecha toys because tavla meitzav, right? That means without tavla meitzav, she could say anything. She finds out he's a jerk. She didn't know he was a jerk, and then therefore she should be able to back out because of mecha toz. Right. Anytime you have mecha toz, I didn't know
information
that exists. The personal information, I don't know. So that's what mecha toz is. Here, there's a piece of information he doesn't know. The piece of information he doesn't know is that this guy, when he says chavis, he really means kad. I didn't know the information. That's mecha toz.
Okay. Again, the question is there mecha toz for the nesinas damim? What is Nesinas Damim for? So, as far as I'm understanding, is that in Reb Shimon, you're giving Nesinas Damim for the Kenyan, whatever Mashahu. If halachically speaking, it's Nimsa that Mashahu is a Kad as opposed to a Chavis, that's not.
But common sense Mekachtos is if you told me what I'm getting, if you told me what I'm getting at the end of the story, would I back out? That's Mekachtos.
If you go ahead into a place where they have a mystery box, and you and they say, you know, you want to buy the mystery box, it'll cost you $50. And you're convinced, you're for whatever reason, I don't know how you're convinced, that in the mystery box, you know, it's going to be an amazing thing. But you don't really know. You just, that's your belief. And you buy it, and then you open up the mystery box, and you don't like what's inside.
The car you can return it because of a smachta.
No.
The car you can return it because of a smachta. Just like gambling is a smachta.
I go to the candy machine, and then they have all the candies, and then say, you know, mystery. You know, that sounds good. And I push it, and then something bad comes out. I can't tie the mech up.
You can say that's smachta. I not smachta.
It was a mystery. You took your you decided that's what you wanted to buy.
Why can you tie that smachta by gambling? Why can someone tie that smachta?
We're not changing the topic to smachta. Okay. Anyway, I think I want to move on I want to go further in Tysus. Let's go further in Tysus. But I think this is a very brilliant Rav Shimon. I have to give Rav Shimon credit, even though I would still say that in light of the way I learned Tysus, there's no heckler for him to say it, and you can go back to the pastures.
Okay, we still have the Lechem of Beer, and we still have the simple reading of the Tosafot Talmid Rabbeinu Tam Rabbi Elazar.
Okay.